感谢主，大家平安。
Thanks to the Lord and peace to you all.
我们今天早上用信心的好榜样来跟我们大家互相勉励。
This morning, the topic of discussion is the examples of good faith.
一般做学问的人呢、啊，都是从怀疑开始。
Those who engage in academic studies often start with some kind of doubts in their mind.
所以先有一个假设啊，然后才慢慢的去求证它。
So initially they had some kind of hypothesis, and then they try to prove that right or wrong.
所以经过实验以后啊，能够印证的就相信。
And after experiments, if those that can be proven right, then they believe in it.
如果经过实验以后啊，得不到答案的就不相信。
If even through tests, they couldn't find a real answer, then they disbelieve in it.
就是在做学问啊，科学方的一种方法。
And this is the scientific way.
但是我们在信仰上啊，却不是这样。我们是要用信心开始。
But the matter of faith is dealt with differently. We have to begin with faith itself.
因为我们所处的世界啊，有物质界，还有一个是灵界的。
Because the world we live in not just include materials, but also spirit.
物质界的东西啊，是我们看得见的。
Matters in the material world we can see.
但是灵界的东西啊，是你肉眼看不到，但是确实存在的。
But the spiritual world is not seen through our eyes.
所以如果都要用我们的眼睛能够看到，我们才能够相信的话，有很多东西是你看不见的。
So if we have to see in order to believe, there are many things that you cannot see.
所以保罗说啊，我们是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
So Paul told us that our belief is based upon faith and not based upon what we are able to see.
因为你所眼睛看得见的是暂时的。
Because what you can see is tentative, is temporary.
你看不到的东西啊，却能够存到永远的。
But what you are not able to see is going to last forever.
所以我们不是顾念所看到的，我们是顾念那个所不看到的事情。
So we shouldn't mind what we are able to see, instead we should mind what we are not able to see.
所以我们这个信仰要从信心开始。
So the faith will have to, the belief has to start with faith.
我们看希伯来书的十一章。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 11.
第六节。
Verse 6.
希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
人非有信，就不能够得神的喜悦。因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。我们这个信心啊，也不是盲目的。
Our faith should not be blind.
如果盲目没有根据的信仰啊，那个叫做迷信。
If your faith does not have a root, deeply rooted in something, then what you really have is superstition.
我们的信心啊，是建立在神的存在跟神的权柄。
Our faith should be rooted in the existence of God and the belief in His power.
虽然神你眼睛看不到。但是神是确实存在的。
Even though we're not able to see God with our own eyes, but we know He exists.
但是借着还很多的事情，让我们知道神的存在跟他的大能。
And through many things and miracles, we learned God's existence and His power.
神也掌管我们一生的祸福。
And that He is the governor of our whole entire life.
所以我们这个信心啊，是建立在神的存在。跟神的权柄之上。
So the foundation of our faith is God's existence and His mighty power.
而且我们对神的话、神的应许呀、啊，深信不疑。
We should also have faith in God's words and His promises.
因为神是信实的神呐、啊，所以他的话语带着力量，一定能够得到应验的。
Because God is a faithful God, so His word has power and they're bound to come true.
神的话也安定在天呐、啊，直到永远。
And His words also exist forever.
所以我们可以把我们的一切啊，完全的信赖交托给神。
For that matter, we are able to rely on God and let Him take over.
所以这就是信心的主要的内涵。
And this is the content of faith.
而这个信心呢、啊，可以带给我们属灵上的一种平安。
The faith can bring us a spiritual peace.
因为我们知道神是全能慈爱的神。
Because we know God is Almighty and merciful.
所以我们对未来的事情啊，怎么样，我们虽然不知道。
So even though we know nothing about our own future.
但是我们可以全然的交托啊，依靠神。
But we can depend on God wholeheartedly.
我们相信啊，神会带领我们的路啊，啊，他会赐给我们意外的平安。
We know that He's going to lead us, and He will grant us peace.
所以信心啊，可以带给我们平安，带给我们盼望，带给我们爱心。
So faith can bring us peace, hope.
虽然有时候我们遇到一些困难当中，但我们知道神会在困难当中、啊、为我们开路。
Though sometimes we encounter difficulties, we know God is going to open up a path for us.
那一个有信心的人呢，他就知道怎么样的爱神爱人。
If a person has faith, he knows how to love God and how to love people.
因为他知道说他付出的不会落空。
Because he knows whatever he had spend effort on,
所以施舍啊，啊比领受啊更加有福。
So it's more blessed to give than to receive.
嗯，知道说啊，神给你的能力啊，让你有力量行善事。
He knows that the power he has was granted by God.
所以你可以好像撒种一样，你把它撒出去啊，不会落空掉。
So he was able to spend his effort as if sowing seeds, and then his.
因为他会结出很多很多的籽粒来。
Because he knows his labor is going to be rewarded.
所以有信心啊，会帮助我们有平安啊，有盼望，有爱心。
So faith will bring us peace, hope, and love.
我们从圣经里面、啊、来看一些信心的好榜样。
From the Bible, we are going to study some examples of faith.
请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 11.
第七节。
Verse 7.
先看第一节好吗
？Let's begin with verse 1.
希伯来书十一章第一节，说信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。这里讲到什么叫做信心
Here it tells us what faith is.
说是所盼望的事情的那个实底，就是那个结局的。
It's the substance of things hoped for.
当然盼望的事情是未来要实现的，不是现在你看得见的。
Obviously what we hope for resides in the future and it's not something that we can see now.
那虽然未来要实现的我们现在还没有看到。
And since it's going to happen in the future, we are not able to see it.
那因为你的信心的眼光啊，已经看到这个事情的结果了。
But because of your faith, you are able to see the result.
那说是未见之事的确据。
And here it also says the evidence of things. Not
没有看到的事情，但是因为你的信心啊，你在很有把握啊，很肯定，事情就是这样。
The things that you have not been able to see, but
see 所以这叫做信心。
And this is what's meant by faith.
第二节讲到说啊，古圣徒啊，他们在信心上得到很多很多的美好的证据。
And the second verse says, "For by it the elders obtained a good testimony."
因为他们的信心啊，啊蒙神赐福，啊让他们信心啊得到非常好的果效。
And because of their faith, they were blessed by God, and they could see the result of.
所以这些美好信心的榜样啊，值得我们来学习。
And these are the good examples of faith that we should learn from.
我们看七节。
Let's take a look at verse 7.
希伯来书十一章第七节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7.
挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一株方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪。自己也承受了那从信而来的义。这里讲到挪亚的信心。
Here is the example of the faith of Noah.
啊，当然这个故事是记在创世纪的六章、七章、八章。
And the story itself was recorded in Genesis chapters 6, 7, and 8.
说当时的人呐、啊，越来越多以后啊，人就犯了很多罪。
it says that at that time, people multiplied on earth and committed multiple of sins.
男女都婚姻了, 很随便。
And they do not take marriage seriously.
啊, 人心里面所想的都是一些凶暴, 啊, 杀人的事情。
And in their hearts, they only host violence and murder.
啊, 所以神看到说人已经败坏了, 属乎血气了。
So God saw that humans had been corrupt. And
神说人的日子不久了。
That's why God said the days of humans are numbered.
因为神要用洪水将当代人灭掉。
Because God is going to destroy the whole entire generation with a flood.
那神在众人当中啊, 找到一个人叫做挪亚。
Amongst the multitude, God located a person whose name is Noah.
说在当代人来 讲啊, 挪亚是一个义人,
and as compared to his contemporaries, Noah was a righteous person.
所以神很看到, 很看重啊, 人所行的义行。
Because God paid a special attention to the good deeds of humans.
我们看到历代当中的义人啊, 都能够得到神特别的保守跟眷顾。
We saw that the righteous people in every generation have received God's special blessings and protection.
所以神看到挪亚跟一般人 不一样。
So when God saw that Noah acted differently from his contemporaries,
所以神就指示他说啊, 这个世代将要灭亡。
He instructed him and told him that this generation is going to be.
但是有一个得救的方法。
But there is one way of being saved.
就是你要按照神指示的方法造一艘啊, 方舟。
That Noah is to build an ark in accordance to God's instructions.
啊, 这一艘船啊, 它的长宽, 长度, 啊, 还有尺寸大小啊, 材料样式啊, 完全按照神的指示来做。
And the measurement of the ark had to be done exactly in accordance to God's instructions.
这里讲到说啊, 因为挪亚有了信心。
And here it says, because of Noah's faith.
所以虽然这个事情啊, 还没有实现,
even though this had not happened,
但他对神的话就产生了敬畏的心。
But he believed in God's words and moved with God's faith.
所以花了很长的时间啊, 慢慢地打造一艘非常大的方舟。
So he prepared this ark.
然后带着全家人啊, 进到方舟里面。
And moved his entire household into it.
虽然他一方面造方舟啊, 一方面传警告。
And on the one hand, he was preparing the ark. On the other,
很多人啊, 都看到挪亚在造方舟。
And many people saw that Noah was building an ark.
哎, 很多人都听到挪亚所讲的信息。
And they heard the message he sent.
但是啊, 没有人啊, 听从挪亚的话。
But nobody listened to him.
啊, 最后唯有挪亚一家, 进到方舟里面。
So in the end, only Noah's household entered.
后来神就把那个方舟的门啊, 就替他, 把它关上了。
Then the Lord sealed the door.
经过了七天以后啊, 就有洪水啊, 降在地面上。 差不多一年的时间啊, 把整个天地没, 把那个大地啊, 毁灭掉。
After 7 days, the rains start to rain on them, and for a period of a year's time, the whole entire earth was nearly.
所以这里讲到说, 挪亚因为听了神的话, 产生敬畏的心啊, 相信神的话。
So here it says, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear.
凡是神所吩咐的, 他都完全照着去做。
And he had done everything as he was being instructed.
所以虽然当代人啊, 因为不信, 后来被定罪了, 被灭亡了。
So even though all his contemporaries were condemned to death.
啊, 但是啊, 唯有挪亚一家, 因为信心啊, 啊能够得救。
But because of his faith, Noah's household was saved.
我们看彼得前书第三章。
Let's take a look at First Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书三章十九节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 19.
彼得前书三章十九节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 19.
他借这个灵曾经传道给那些在监狱里的灵听二十节。
20.
就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟, 神容忍等待的时候不信从的人, 当时进入方舟借着水得救的不多,只有8个人, 21节。 这水所表明的洗礼, 现在借着耶稣基督复活, 也拯救你们, 这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体上的污秽，主求在神面前有无愧的良心呢。这里讲到说啊，耶稣基督啊，他是神成为人来到世界的。
And here it is told to us that Jesus was the Word and God Himself who became flesh and came to this world.
啊，虽然他升天以后降下圣灵来，就是这个圣灵啊，就是神的灵，也就是耶稣基督的灵。
And after He ascended to heaven, Holy Spirit descended, and it is Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ and God Himself.
啊，在挪亚的时代啊，神也曾借这个灵啊，啊去传福音给当代人听。
And at the time of Noah, God also preached his words through this spirit.
但是当时人啊，他们都不信从。
But the people of that generation did not believe.
后来就灭亡啦，他们就落在啊阴间里面啊，等候刑罚。
And for that matter, they met their ends and descended to Hades, awaiting their punishment.
他说，挪亚当时因为这进入方舟里面能够借着水得救。
And at the time, Noah was able to build and enter into the ark and was helped.
啊，当然我们一般了解他是进到方舟里面得救。
We knew that he entered into the ark.
那这里啊，彼得特别讲到说他们是借着水得救。
And here, Peter made special mention that Noah was saved through water.
说这个水啊是预表洗礼
，which represents baptism。
所以耶稣基督啊替我们死而复活了。
And because of that, Jesus Christ was resurrected.
他流血为我们开了一个洗罪的泉源。
And he bled, and through his blood, we gained the opportunity.
所以我们可以借着洗礼来领受耶稣基督的救恩。
And through baptism, we are able to receive salvation through Jesus Christ.
啊，所以这个洗礼是把我们良心的亏欠啊，把它除掉，那我们在神的面前呢、啊，能够白白称义。
So the baptism brought us back a good conscience in front of God, and thus in front of Him we are able to be called righteousness.
所以耶稣说，你信而受洗的必然得救。
And that's why Jesus said, if you believe and get baptized, you'll be saved.
不信的将来就会被定罪。
And if you do not believe, then your sins will be counted against you.
所以挪亚的世代啊，因为罪恶神把他们灭掉。
So Noah's generation was destroyed because of their sins.
但是挪亚一家因为信心啊得蒙救恩。
But through faith, Noah and his household were saved.
啊，将来这个世界也是一样啊，神要用烈火把它消化。
And the same is going to happen to the world we live in. God will bring it to an end.
但是神现在为我们预备救恩。
But for those of us who believe, God had prepared
salvation, 就是设立了末世的方舟啊
，which is called the Ark of the End.
啊，这个方舟里面呢、啊，有耶稣基督的宝血啊，还能够赦免人的罪。
And inside this Ark of the End Age, there is Jesus Christ's precious blood, which would.
所以我们今天要领受救恩呐、啊，同样要有挪亚一样的信心。
And likewise, you are to receive salvation today. We need to have the same faith as Noah did.
我们看希伯来斯十一章第八节。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8.
希伯来斯十一章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8.
亚伯拉罕因着信，蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道要往哪里去。第九节。
9.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，以那同盟应许的以撒雅各一样。十节。
10.
因为他等候那座有根基的城啊，就是神所经营所建造的。那这里讲到这个亚伯拉罕的信心呢、
啊、Here we're told the story of Abraham's faith.
亚伯拉罕本来住在那个加勒底的乌尔，就是现在的伊拉克啊，古时候的巴比伦。
Initially, Abraham lived in Ur, which is close to Caribbean.
巴比伦地啊，从古以来就是一个拜偶像罪恶的地方。
And the land of Babylon was a place famous for idol worshipping.
啊，所以神叫亚伯拉罕说，你要离开你的本地父家本族。
So the Lord told Abraham to depart from his own families and households.
神说，我要指示你一个地方。
God said, I will lead you to one place.
啊，那个时候说啊，到底要到哪里去啊？亚伯拉罕根本不知道。
And Abraham didn't even know where exactly he's going.
啊，那他就听从神的话，就离开了拜偶像的地方。
But he went out, believing in God's words and departed from
the. 啊，顺着神的带领啊，就一步一步走啊，走相当远的路程啊。
And in accordance with God's guidance, he followed a long distance.
啊，来到叙利亚，然后来到了巴勒斯坦呢、啊，就现在的啊巴勒斯坦地啊，就是古时候称为迦南地。
And eventually landed in the land of Canaan.
啊，神应许说啊，要把这一块地给。是给你跟你的祖孙做产业。
And God promised to give this land to him and his descendants as their inheritance.
事实上，在亚伯拉罕一生当中啊，没有得到这一块地。
Actually, in Abraham's lifetime, he didn't exactly gain this.
啊，他只是随着神的指示啊，啊，不断的挪移帐篷。
Instead, he just believed in God and moved his tent from.
因为神跟他讲说啊。你起来，纵横走遍这一块地。
Because God told him to get up and move all over the places in this land.
因为你走过的地方啊，神都要赐给你跟你的祖孙。
Because everywhere he went, is going to become part of the inheritance that his descendants going to receive.
啊，当然，亚伯拉罕那个时候是一个游牧的民族。
Abraham lived like the nomads.
啊，他们会做牧草啊，所以经常移动帐篷。
So he followed the grass and the water, and he moved his tent constantly.
啊，所以走遍了这个巴勒斯坦这一块地。
So he walked all over the places.
啊，说到他离世的时候啊，实际上他没有得到那一块地。
And at the time when he was about to depart from this world, he didn't exactly receive this.
他唯有向那个以弗伦人啊买了一块坟地，
Instead,
是在希伯伦。
Instead, he only bought a piece of land in Hebron, which he used as his burial ground.
啊，那个是埋葬他太太的一块地啊。
That's where his wife Sarah was buried.
后来成为亚伯拉罕呐、啊、以及他的后裔呀、啊、他们的坟地。
And it also became the burial grounds of Abraham and his descendants.
以色列人呐、啊、聚集在这个巴勒斯坦地啊，是亚伯拉罕以后大概400多年呐、啊、才实现。
And for the Israelites to dwell in this land of Canaan, did not come into reality until.
那圣经里面说啊，亚伯拉罕的信心啊，没有怀疑。
But the Bible told us that Abraham never doubted what he was.
所以他就跟着神的脚步啊，就在那个巴勒斯坦的地方啊，啊，做一个聚居的。
And he obeyed God's commandments and dwelt in this land of Canaan.
啊，因为他听从神的话啊，照着神的指示去做，所以神在他一生当中啊，凡事都祝福给他。
Because he listened to God and did everything according to God's instructions throughout his entire life, he was blessed.
啊，神也称亚伯拉罕是他的朋友。
And God also called Abraham his friend.
啊，因为亚伯拉罕呢、啊。当然，他不是说一开始信心就很完全。
It is true that Abraham's faith was not perfect from the very beginning.
他还是有那个信心失落的时候。
He had his moments when he lost.
所以一到饥荒啊，他就赶快要跑到埃及去。
So when he encountered famine, he ran over to the land of Egypt.
啊，当然去了以后啊，虽然得到一些财富，但是受了很多亏损。
Though he gained wealth, he also suffered much.
啊，差点太太就失掉了。
He nearly lost his wife.
他说他们又回到这个迦南地。
So he came back to the land of Canaan.
啊，亚伯拉罕也有两次啊，因为怕人家把他杀掉。
And there were also twice in his lifetime when he was afraid somebody.
啊，他不敢承认说啊，这个撒拉是他的妻子。
And for that matter, he did not dare to admit that Sarah was his wife.
啊，他都跟人家讲说啊，这是他的妹妹。
Instead, he said, "This is my sister."
啊，这都是告诉我们呢、啊，亚伯拉罕信心不完全的地方。
And all of these told us that his faith was not perfect.
啊，但是他的信心呢、啊，是神不断的一直帮助造就他。啊，后来他就慢慢的达到完全。
But God constantly helped him and edified him. So in the end, his faith was perfect.
所以让他100岁的时候生了以撒。
And when he was 100 years old, his wife was able to give birth to Isaac.
圣经里面说，那个时候亚伯拉罕的信心就达到完全了。
The Bible told us at that point of time, Abraham's faith has reached perfect.
我们看希伯来，看罗马书第四章。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章
Romans chapter 4
17节
Verse 17
罗马书4章17节
Romans chapter 4 verse 17
一直到21节
All the way through verse 21
17节到21节
17 through 21
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活使无变为有的神 他在主面前做我们世人的父如经上所记 我已经立你做多国的父了，18节。18。他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父。正如先前所说的，你的后裔将要如此。19节。19。他将近100岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生意已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。 20节，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信，心里起疑惑，反倒因为信，心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。21节，21。充满心相信神所应许的必能够做成。好，所以这里讲到这个亚伯拉罕的信。So
here we were told of the faith of Abraham.
本来他70几岁的时候，神就跟他讲：“你的祖孙要像天上的星，海边的沙。”When
he was about in his 70s, the Lord told him that his descendant will be as many as the stars in the sky, and then the descent in the sea.
很多的种族啊，很多的国度要从你的后裔出来。And
many nations will be formed from within his descendants.
啊，让他到90岁啊，他还没有儿子。
But then he was 90 and still has no son.
虽然他曾经软弱啊，借着夏甲生了以实玛利。
Even though he was weak at one point of time and had a son through his maidservant.
但是神说啊，那是凭血气生的啊，他不能够承受产业的，不能够成为亚伯拉罕的儿子。
But that was born through flesh and he will not become Abraham's.
他说从撒拉生的才要做他的后裔。
Only those directly from Sarah will become his descendants.
到亚伯拉罕100岁了，撒拉90岁了。
Then Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90.
说按照人来看呢，已经快死掉的人呢，而且撒拉的生育的时间已经过了。
In the human eyes, these folks are about to die, and then Sarah obviously had gone past.
在人来看呢，已经不可能了。So
in the eyes of humans, this is impossible.
但是他仰望神啊，认为神的应许不落空。But
Abraham looked up upon the Lord, knowing that the promise of God will never.
所以他满心相信神的应许啊，一定能够成就。So
he believed in God's promise.
所以，因为他要这样的信心呢，所以神就在100岁的时候，是给他一个儿子，叫做以撒。Because
he was able to believe that God granted him a son when Abraham was 100 years old, and the name of the son is Isaac.
所以他相信神是属无变为有的，是不可能变为可能的神。So
he believed that this God is able to turn impossible into possible and turn.
这是亚伯拉罕的信心。
And this showed us the faith of Abraham.
所以他在生了以撒以后，他的信心达到完全。
So after he had Isaac, his faith had reached a perfect point.
后来他的儿子以撒慢慢长大了。Then
Isaac grew.
神说啊，把你唯一的儿子，你所爱的以撒，把他献作燔祭来给我。And
then God said, sacrifice Isaac as an offering to me.
我们看到那个时候亚伯拉罕的信心啊，真的很完全，很完美。We
know how perfect Abraham's faith was at that point of time.
因为他知道说啊，既然这个儿子是我100岁神才赐给我的。Because
he thought that since this son was granted to me when I was 100 years old.
既然神能够赐给我，我神要他，我当然也可以把他还给神。
Since it came from God, if God wanted him back, that can obviously give him.
所以他没有犹豫啊，就照着神的话，带着以撒要到摩利亚山上啊，把他献给神。
So he did not hesitate, and he took his son to the mountain and was ready to sacrifice him.
以撒跟着爸爸两个人同行。
And Isaac went with his dad.
以撒常常看到爸爸在献祭。
And then he saw that his father was making an offering.
所以他是问父亲说啊，这个柴跟火都有了，但是羊羔在哪里呀？
So he asked, we have the firewood and everything, but where is the lamb?
亚伯拉罕说啊，神为自己预备他的羊羔。
And Abraham responded by saying God would prepare the lamb himself.
当然如果按照亚伯拉罕的想法是因为神要他把以撒献给神。
At the time, Abraham thought was Isaac was going to be the
lamb. 以撒就是神所预备的羔羊。
And Isaac has to be the lamb that God had prepared.
为什么他甘愿把以撒献上？
And he was willing and ready to sacrifice.
因为他抓住了神的话。
Because he held on steadfastly to God's word.
神说，从以撒生的才要成为你的后裔。
Because God said, only the descendant of Isaac will become your descendant.
所以他相信说，我把以撒献给神了，神会把以撒再还给我。
So he knew that even if he sacrificed Isaac to the Lord, the Lord will return him.
因为他知道神的话不会落空。
Because he knows that God's promise will never fail.
所以他说亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活属无变为有的神。
That's why here it says that the God that Abraham believes in is the one who would be able to turn.
因为神既然讲说啊，要从以撒生的才是我的后裔啊。
Because the Lord said that only those who came out of Isaac will be.
所以他相信说，我把以撒献给神了，神会把他还给我。
So he knew that even if he sacrificed Isaac, Isaac would still be returned to him.
啊，所以圣经里面讲到说啊，真的啊，他的心里啊，也完全把以撒献上了。
So the Bible said that in his own heart, he has already wholeheartedly sacrificed.
所以他要把以撒献上的时候，神叫他说你不要动手。
So when he was ready to sacrifice Isaac, the Lord.
因为我已经看透了你的心。
Because God knew his heart.
你没有把一件最宝贵的事情留着不给我。
And knew that he did not withhold the most precious thing of his life away from God.
所以神就主着自己发誓说啊，论福气我要是大福给你。
So the Lord promised that he's going to give him the greatest of blessings.
论祖孙的话，我要让你的祖孙啊都起来。
That his descendant will be strengthened.
因为以撒啊，凭着信心啊，充满着盼望，所以甘愿的把他献上去了。
Because Abraham was filled with faith and he was ready to sacrifice his one and only son.
而且他这种对神的爱啊，完全毫不保留的爱啊，也得到神最大的祝福。
And his love to God is without reservation, and because of that, he was greatly blessed.
所以说啊，亚伯拉罕的信心啊，是一个无变为有，不可能变为可能，使人能够复活的神。
So Abraham's faith was deeply rooted in this God who's able to turn.
他满心相信神的应许啊，一定能够完全实现。
And he knew for sure that God's promises would never fail.
啊，这真的是让我们很感动的一种信心哦。
And this is a faith that's touching to us.
我们再回来看这个罗马书四章十三节。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 4, verse 13.
希伯来书四章。十一章十三节，对不起，希伯来书十一章十三节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13.
希伯来书十一章啊，十三节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13.
十一章十三节。
Chapter 11 verse 13.
说这些人呢、啊，都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接。承认自己在世上是客旅数聚居的十四节。
14.
说这话的人表明自己要找一个家乡十五节。
15.
他们若离想念所离开的家乡还可以回去的机会十六节。
16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神并不以为耻。 因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。这里讲到亚伯拉罕的信心啊，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的信心啊，他们是盼望一个更美天上的家乡。
So here it says the faith of Abraham is their hope for a more beautiful dwelling place in heaven.
因为他们知道说啊，在迦南地啊是客旅所聚居的。
Because they know that their journeys in land of Canaan is temporary.
他们所盼望的不是地上的城啊，而是天上永远不震动的国。
And their hope does not reside on the city in this world which they can see, but rather the heavenly kingdom in heaven.
所以他们所盼望的不是地上的家乡。
So their hope does not reside on this earth.
说如果盼望地上的家乡，他们有回去的机会。
Because if that's what they want, they do have the opportunities to turn back.
啊，虽然他们在迦南地啊，一直到死没有得到那一块地。
Even though they dwelt in the land of Canaan and throughout their lives, they never really received the place.
但是他们的信心啊，不失望，不落空。
But their hope was not in vain.
因为他们知道有一个更美的天上家乡啊。
Because they know there is a more beautiful home in heaven.
所以真的神也为他们预备了天上一个不衰残不玷污啊永远长存的天上的家乡。
Which God indeed had prepared for them, which is everlasting and beautiful.
所以他们虽然后来聚集在世界上，后来就慢慢的离开世界了。
So though they dwelt in this world and eventually departed from it.
但是他们的信心啊不落空。
But their faith was not in vain.
撒都该人问耶稣说啊，没有复活的事情。
The Sadducees asked Jesus about resurrection.
但是主耶稣说啊，你们啊不明白道理。
But Jesus said you don't understand.
说人将来复活了以后啊，要像天使一样啊，不必结婚生孩子。
Because after the humans were resurrected, they will live as the angels. They don't have to get married or have kids.
另外主耶稣对他们讲。
Also, Jesus told them.
说神称为亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
That the Lord is Isaac's Lord and Abraham's Lord.
说神是活人的神啊，神不是死人的神。
That God is the God of the living, he's not the God of dead.
所以在人来看啊，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们肉体就死掉了。
So in the eyes of humans, they say they believe that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob died.
但是在神来看啊，他们都是敬畏神的，因为他们盼望能够永远活在神的国里面。
But in the eyes of God, these people feared God and they have the hope of living eternally in God's heavenly kingdom.
所以神也把他们带回到天上的家乡啊，能够住在神里面啊，永活在神的家。
So God took them up into the heaven so that they can dwell forever in his household.
所以圣经里面说啊，他们虽然存着信心，后来肉体死掉了。
So the Bible said because of their faith, even though they died physically,
事实上啊，他们是活在神的面前。
They in fact lived eternally in front of God.
所以神是活人的神啊，神不是死人的神。
So God is the God of the living, not of the dead.
所以这也让我们知道，我们人生在世界上是客旅寄居的。
So this also tells us our journey on this earth is temporary.
我们这个肉体的生命啊是短暂的。
Our physical lives is very short.
有一天啊会离开世界。
And one day we do depart from this world.
但是我们所盼望的就是活在神的面前啊，将来能够被接回到天上的家乡。
But our hope resides in living in front of God so that we can be taken up to heaven.
所以我们不以地面上的事为念啊，我们常常以天上的事为念。
So we should not worry about the matters of this world. Instead, we should worry about the matter in heaven.
所以大卫虽然做王啊，
That's why even though David was the king,
但是他说啊，一般人都是一直累积财富啊，把财富留给自己的祖孙啊，他们就心满意足了。
And he said the average men are happy when they are able to accumulate the wealth and leave them for their descendants.
那神啊，你不要让我跟一般人一样。
But God, do not treat me the same way as you do with the average.
因为他们只有在世界上有指望。
Because they only have hopes in this world.
啊，我所盼望的，将来我醒过来的时候，我能够面对面见到神。
But my hope resides in the fact that once I wake up, I will be able to face.
那我就能够心满意足了。
And that's the only time when I'm satisfied.
啊，这是亚伯拉罕的信心呐、啊，也是古圣徒的信心。
And this is the faith of Abraham, and this is also the faith of the saint of olden times.
我们再看一个。
Let's take another look.
希伯来书十一章的二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24.
希伯来书十一章二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24.
摩西因着信，长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子。二十五节。
25.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害。也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。二十六节。
26.
他看为基督设的灵柱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因为他想望所要得的赏赐。二十七节。
27.
他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能够看见的主。这里讲到这个摩西的信心呢。
Here we were told the story of the faith of Moses.
当然，摩西我们知道他是以色列民族的救星。
We knew he was the savior of the Israelites.
啊，爸爸妈妈都是利未人。
His parents were Leviticus.
啊，非常有信心呐、啊。所以摩西出生的时候啊，父母亲就凭着信心把他留下来。
And because of the faith, his parents spared his life when he was just born.
啊，本来王啊下令要把男孩子都要把他灭死的。
At the time, it was the king's command to kill off all the newborn boys.
啊，但是他的父母亲呢、啊，凭着信心啊，保留孩子的生命。
But his parents hid him because of their faith.
啊，神也对摩西有一个特殊的安排预备。
And God also had made a special arrangement for Moses.
本来他是该死的。
He was destined to die.
他的妈妈就把他放在那个葡萄箱，放在那个河口。
But his mother put him in a box and let him flow down the river.
法老的女儿在那边洗澡的时候啊，啊就发现了。他就把他收养自己的儿子。
And the daughter of Pharaoh discovered him and raised him as if it was her own son.
摩西的妈妈可以公然的把自己的儿子带回家养。
And his mother was able to bring him home and raise him also.
啊，法老的女儿又给他工价。
And then the daughter of Pharaoh would pay her to do so.
啊，渐渐长大了，才把他送到王宫里面。
And when he was grown up, they sent him to the palace.
所以他的名分上好像是法老的孙子。
So he had the status of the grandson of.
他在王宫里面受教育。
And he was educated in the palace.
圣经里面说啊，他学了埃及一切的学问。
And the Bible said that he learned everything there is to learn in Egypt.
啊，说话行事都很有才干。
And he was greatly esteemed because of his abilities.
啊，这是神给他的一种预备。
And this is God's preparation for him.
让他有40年的时间在王宫啊受教育，在那边成长。
So for 40 years he was able to receive education and.
那他长大了以后啊，他知道说啊，他是希伯来人，他不是埃及人。
Then he grew up and just became known that.And knew that he was Israelite.
所以他就离开王宫啊，不愿意享受最终之乐。
So he departed from a palace and did not want to enjoy the passing.
他放弃了王孙的地位。
And he gave up his status.
啊，忘记了这个埃及的财宝。
And gave up the wealth.
所以甘愿啊，跟自己的同胞受苦害。
And he was willing to suffer alongside with his own.
啊，当然，神也给他40年的时间呐、啊，给他再一次的磨练。
And God gave him another 40 years for him to be trained.
让他成为世上最谦和的人。
So that he become the humblest of all.
所以到80岁的时候，神才叫他说：“你把以色列人呐、啊、带出来。”
And when he was 80 years old, God gave him the command for him to lead.
啊，经过了40年的时间呐、啊，啊， 带领以色列民走旷野路，要到迦南地区。
So for another 40 years, he led the Israelites wandered in the wilderness and towards the promised land.
所以这里谈到说这个摩西的信心啊。
So here we're told of the faith of Moses.
放弃了埃及的地位、财富跟享乐。
So he gave up the status, the wealth and the pleasures.
甘愿啊做神的仆人跟自己的百姓同受苦。
And was willing to be the servant of God and to suffer alongside with his own people.
说呢已经看到了那个将来更美的赏赐。
Because he was able to set his eyes upon the reward in the future.
所以他以受苦为乐为荣耀。
So he was able to,
这是摩西的信心。
And this showed his faith.
那在带领以色列民的这个过程当中
And during the course when he was leading the Israelites
遇到很多很多的困难
He also encountered a lot of difficulties
但是他都能够凭着信心靠主啊来一一的为他们开路
But he was able to depend on his faith and his dependence on God to help
所以虽然呢、遇到红海又有埃及的追兵
So even though he was faced with the Red Sea and had the Pharaoh's chariots
已经没有路了
And there was nowhere to go
摩西却告诉以色列说你们主管战事看神怎么为我们征战
He was able to command his people stand up andbe the witness of God's great miracle.
结果神让他们在那个大海当中啊为他们开出一条诸路来。
And for that, God opened up the sea so that they were able to walk across the sea.
所以他们凭着信心啊过红海好像走干地一样。
So because of their faith, they were able to cross the Red Sea.
但后来埃及人想要过去啊就被灭在那个红海里面。
And when the Egyptians were going after them, they got destroyed.
所以在患难当中绝路当中啊看到神的拯救神为他们开路。
So in their difficulties, Moses was able to see God's salvation and know God is going to open up a path.
所以一个信靠神的人也是一样。
So it's the same story to a person who believes in God.
说敬畏神的人有时候也会遇到苦难。
Because those who fear God will also encounter difficulties in life.
但当他们呼求的时候啊神就救他们脱离一切的苦难啊。
But when they cry out to the Lord, God will help them and deliver them from
their difficulties. 在患难当中为我们开路。
And he will open up a path for us.
所以很多的古圣徒啊都为我们留下非常好的榜样。
So many saints of the olden times have set themselves up as good examples for us.
大卫跟哥利亚正战的时候。
When David was fighting Goliath.
因为他看到说啊那怎么一个非利士人可以来骂神呢、骂神的军队
Because he saw how a Philistine dared to insult God.
怎么没有人敢出去跟他征战
And nobody was bold enough to go out and fight him.
后来他想到说、他为父亲牧羊的时候
And then he remembered when he was shepherding the flock.
虽然有狮子熊来了
Even though there were lions or bear attacking him.
他一方面为在爱护羊
And he was able to protect his
因为他知道有神做他的依靠
Because he knew that he could depend on God.
所以他就靠着神的帮助啊把那个狮子熊打死把羊救回来
So through God's help, he was able to defeat the lion, the bear, and save his flock.
因为他晓得凭着信心凡事依靠神
Because he knew to depend on his own faith and depend on God.
所以他从这个童年当中的信仰上的经历、
So through his experience as a child.
让他知道说啊神是我的依靠。
He knew God,
所以战争的胜败啊不是靠刀枪啊而是靠神。
So the outcome of a war is not wholly dependent on the arms they bear. Instead, it's dependent on God.
所以他跟扫罗说啊，我出去跟哥利亚征战。
So he said to Saul, I'm going out to fight this Philistine.
扫罗说啊，他从小就勇士啊，你怎么有办法跟他打仗
？And Saul said, This is a great warrior. How would you, a child, be able to fight him?
大卫说啊，神可以救我脱离狮跟熊啊，也可以救我脱离这个非利士人。
And David said, Since God had delivered me from the mouth of the lions and then the bear, I'm sure he would deliver me from.
所以这个信心呢、是从生活当中的经历产生出来的。
So his faith stems from the experiences he had in his lifetime.
所以 扫罗说啊，那我把我的盔甲让你穿穿看呢。
So Saul said, you can use my armor.
啊，因为扫罗长得很高大，大卫才是一个小孩子啊。
But Saul was tall and big. And
但是那个盔甲他当然没有办法穿啊。
He could obviously not wear his armor.
他就平时的衣服啊，拿着一个鸡旋带了五个石头。
So he wore his regular clothes and went out with the sling and five pieces of stone.
啊，哥利亚说啊，你们以色列人都没有人呐、啊，怎么派一个小孩子要来跟我打仗
？And Goliath said, "There is no man left in Israel that they send a child to come and fight me."
所以哥利亚就藐视他。
So he despised David.
说要把他杀掉，要给飞鸟吃。
Saying that he's going to kill him and feed him to the birds.
但大卫说啊，你打仗是靠着刀枪武器啊。
But David said, "Is it true that you go to a war depending on?"
但是我跟你打仗，我是靠着神的名。
But when I fight you, I depend on the name of our God.
他一边讲一边跑啊，然后把那个石头就。用机旋就把他甩出去了。
And when he spoke, he was also running towards his enemy, and he threw the first stone out.
虽然那个哥利亚全身都盔甲
，even though Goliath was wearing an armor,
但是哪里知道那个石头刚好打中他的额头。
But he did not expect the stone to hit him squarely on his forehead.
哥利亚就倒下去了。
And then he fell.
大卫过去啊，他连刀都没有，就用哥利亚的刀啊，把大卫的头割下来。
And David ran towards him, and because he himself did not even have a knife, he used Goliath's knife. And
所以非利士人看他们勇士都死掉了，所以众人就跑啊。
And killed Goliath, and the rest of the Philistines saw that their own warrior was killed.
以色列人就得胜了。
And because of that, Israelite triumphed.
所以我们看到这个大卫的信心啊。能够得胜勇士哥利亚。
So we saw that because of his faith, David was able to prevail.
那就是生活当中的经历出来的。
And this stems from his experience.
所以我们的也是一样啊，要从生活当中啊去经历神的作为。
So it's the same story that we have to be able to experience God's mighty power.
啊，慢慢的操练啊，我们的信心就能够刚强。
And to constantly train our own faith so that it gets strengthened.
让我们知道我们的神是全。全能的神呐、啊、
，so that we know that the God we believe in is Almighty God.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
That in God it's not impossible.
因为在他没有一件做不到的事情。
In God everything is possible because nothing he cannot accomplish.
好，这是我们在生活当中应有的操练。
And this is the training that we should also have in our own life.
我们来唱诗啊，373首。
Let's sing a hymn, 373.
373.
373.